Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of my favorite people ever, and a good friend who's been so kind over the years and so helpful, legendary, Dr. Cyril Wecht. Doctor, good morning. How are you, sir?
All right, Marty, good morning. I hope you and your family are well, and I hope we'll all survive this crisis.
Hey, Doc, I wanted your take. In your opinion, Doctor, is the economic pandemic a bigger disaster than the actual pandemic itself, sir?
Yes, I think I would add to that, Marty, not only economic, but in a much broader fashion, too, when you consider all the facets of our society of a meaningful nature, beginning with academics and then continue through athletic events, entertainment, medical procedures, legal procedures, trials, et cetera, and domestic matters, as well as the impact on individuals. I've seen an increased number of suicides, an increased number of drug abuse deaths, and I have no way of knowing the exact numbers, but based upon what I hear from others, including other physicians and so on, the domestic matters are very serious. You can just imagine if you have an abusive father, what it would be like for that wife and the children to have to deal with him in that kind of a quarantine fashion. And then the economic disaster, which you have referred to, is horrendous. I am not a financial expert at all, but I do follow statistics. I think we're close to 50 million people have applied for unemployment, and 25 to 50% of restaurants will never reopen.
Right.
Major companies have gone bankrupt and so on. My answer to your question, Marty, is no, I do not believe total lockdowns and total quarantines and sequestrations are logical or rational. I believe they should be focused, Marty. I believe elderly, disabled, people with chronic cardiovascular, respiratory problems, chronic renal and hepatic problems, people who are obese and who are diabetic and so on. Yes, I believe that certain precautionary measures should be applied to them, and they themselves in those respective groups should do what they want to, stay home, don't go out, wear masks, et cetera. However, Marty, to have implemented this kind of massive total quarantine across the board is ridiculous. For example, to be quite specific,
right.
The matter of college kids, and I've got several in that category in my family,
right,
including two who are about to start and several who are in college and graduate schools and so on. They still don't know, as of this moment, we speak on July 1, whether or not those schools are going to reopen. I did just see an email among my pal this morning that Cornell University has announced that they will reopen, and I was delighted to read that. That's what you do. And then you exercise certain measures. You can even take people's temperatures, and you have the space in classrooms, and you spread it out and so on. I'm not suggesting that you totally ignore this, but get things back into a state of normalcy. Restaurants, separate the tables a little bit, and theaters, separate the seating, et cetera. But Marty, no, I do not believe that society, our civilization as we know it, can long endure this kind of quarantining. It's much too much, and it is not accomplishing the final objective.
Dr. Cyril Weck, join me. I got to read this to you because the numbers are, we're going to set another record here today in terms of the number of positive tests. However, doctor, from inside UPMC, admissions are still fourfold less than they were at its peak in mid to late April. The number of people in ICU and in all their hospitals and the number of people on ventilators still close to the lowest they've seen since March. Average age, 26, no deaths. This has become a young person virus, mostly asymptomatic. The vulnerable elderly are now more protected and therefore fewer admissions among that group. The problem is less the virus than the panic many are fostering. Do you agree, sir?
Absolutely, Marty. The statistics, the studies have shown after these half dozen months or so that people under the age of 60, the mortality rate is about 0.1 to maybe 0.3%. I want to repeat that for people to understand, 0.1 to 0.3%. And younger people, the vast majority, over 90%, range from those who are completely asymptomatic, have no way of, in the world of knowing that they have the virus, to those with mild symptoms, similar to a kind of a upper respiratory problem of 2-3 days or so on. And then when you get into the people that require medical care, your figures speak for themselves. So when you deal with things, you should approach them in an objective manner. And just putting out those numbers about how many new positive tests are, what does it mean? What does it mean? Show me how many people have come down with influenza, with flus. Right. How many people have had heart attacks? How many people have had abdominal crises? How many people have had all kinds of renal and hepatic problems, et cetera, et cetera? We don't get those statistics at all. I wrote rather facetious letters, which I knew would never be published, to the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, telling them since they're so infatuated with COVID and their papers are replete, although at different ends of the problem between the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Right. Nevertheless, they're just loaded with it. I said, how's about maybe having your reporters check into the numbers of people who are dying every day and being hospitalized every day for heart attacks, for cancer problems, for liver and kidney problems, for respiratory problems? I'd like to see those figures so we can have some idea. And then as far as the severity is concerned, you know, again, the numbers that you just cited, Marty, speak for themselves.
Dr. Cyril Weck joining us on the live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Can you hang around for a minute, sir?
Yes, Marty,
I got to ask him about shutting down bars and not allowing liquor in restaurants here. Hang in there, folks. Marty Griffin, Dr. Cyril Weck. Explosion in cases across the country. The majority, median age 26, very, very little chance of getting hospitalized and even smaller chance of death. However, I wanted to ask Dr. Weck, so here's the theory out there, doctor. And this happened actually in my neighborhood. My buddies got a bunch of kids. One of their friends went to Florida. They got COVID-19. They came back, gave it to his kids. Now he's sick and his wife's really sick and his mother has cancer. So the argument is, yeah, it's cool. The young people are fine. They're not going to die. But if they party like rock stars, they have a pretty good opportunity to make a lot of people sick that could die, sir. How do you respond?
Well, my answer again, Marty, somewhat repetitious, is that people, let's be specific about the case situation that you have outlined, knowing that there's someone who is elderly, who has cancer and so on, then you have to undertake certain precautionary measures.
Right.
And I don't know what they did exactly, but maybe they did not do enough. Marty, again, what it comes down to is that the people who argue strenuously for masks and so on, number one, let me say this. They have a right to do what they want to, and I'm not telling them.
Right.
I'm not suggesting that. Wear your mask, wear caps, wear gowns when you're walking through Shenley Park, when you're out in the open. If you want to do that, you do it. I want to tell to those people the corona cute little red balls with spicules are not floating in the air. You're not getting it like that. And they're driving like a state trooper. We were talking when I was doing an autopsy a couple of weeks ago, mentioned seeing people driving in their alone in their own cars and they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. So coming back to this, that again, Marty, it is a balance, if you wish.
Right.
Yes, nobody wants to see anybody die, but the people who are arguing this, pounding their chest and saying that by following these rigid orders, we are saving lives, they are ignorant or insensitive of or unknowledgeable of what is happening to other lives that are being destroyed.
Right.
Literally, people who are dying and people who may not be dying, but who are suffering potential real losses from which they will never recover. Domestic situations that are being ruined and destroyed. I have this in my own family. What to do? Do you go to college? Do you apply to graduate school? I mean, don't even get into these kinds of situations. But don't they count? Doesn't life count? And we've had all of these, through my years, Marty, polio, tuberculosis,
right.
And then we had HIV with AIDS, and then we had Ebola and Zika, and then we had SARS and MERS, and I'm out there doing autopsies, taking care of people, and so on, as are two of my kids who are doctors and so on.
Right.
You do what you have to do.
Hey, Doc, what about the folks who think it's their big fight for their freedom and their rights that they refuse to wear masks in restaurants and grocery stores, and they're actually fighting people physically? What do you say to them?
Well, I don't believe that should be done.
Me neither.
I'll use myself as an example. Despite my what I'm saying, I understand, and I've gone to a half a dozen different restaurants.
Right.
That they say you wear a mask inside, so I wear it. I'm not going to get in a fight with anybody. I'll wear the mask and I'll sit down. But as I understand, they tell me if I'm wrong, that now they're saying not only do you wear the mask to go in and be seated, but you wear the mask until the food is brought to you.
Yes, sir.
And then you can open up. I mean, this is ridiculous, absolutely absurd. And then you're asking about alcohol. You know, it's no loss to me because I'm not a drinker. But to say that the restaurant can be open, but somehow liquor can't be served.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand it. I don't understand what in the world there is about serving alcohol.
Well, they're going to shut down these restaurants. A guy was on the air crying yesterday. He's going to lose over $1 million in a steakhouse.
Absolutely. Many restaurants, if they don't have their bars, they're not going to stay open. And from a medical standpoint, I do not understand how there is an increased danger of getting ill and going on to die from COVID. If they want to carry on a campaign regarding alcohol, then carry on a campaign.
Nice.
And do extensive questionnaires about how much people drink so they make sure that they don't develop cirrhosis and die from alcohol.
Doctor, I don't want to run out of time with you. I got to ask you about Fauci yesterday saying we could have 100,000 cases a day in the United States. That has a lot of folks afraid. Wouldn't 100,000 cases be a significant problem, sir, even with what you're talking about with young folks?
Well, it would be a significant problem, yes, indeed, and it would have to be dealt with in the same fashion with appropriate medical health care services,
right,
and so on.
Right.
And then after a while, Marty, you develop what is referred to as herd immunity.
Yes.
After a while, people develop some degree of immunity toward this corona, COVID-19, and then we'll have in some months or another half a year or so on a vaccine for people who want to take it. It's not going to be mandatory, and we'll survive. In the meantime, I will just say that I think the reaction has been far too broad, had been too rigidly applied. The variations speak for themselves,
yes,
from one state to another, from one country to another. Obviously, there's a lot that is up in the air. I just read a lengthy discussion today from a magazine called Reason. You know, and it depends on what you read. Are you reading the editorials and op-ed pieces in the Wall Street Journal? Are you reading the editorials and op-ed pieces in the New York Times? They're alone.
No, I agree. I read as much as you do, and I'm flabbergasted by the variance. Doctor, you're my man. Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Marty, thanks, my friend. Best wishes to you, your family, and your listeners. Have a wonderful July 4th weekend.
My man. Oh, I love him. Just love him.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.